This is Sam Dharmasena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
We wanted to give dignity back through choice. That was something that's very important to us. When you're in a position where money is an issue, it can be tough to have dignity. You don't always get that choice of buying what you want or what you need. It's kind of just whatever comes. And we wanted to take that away. We want to restore dignity back through choice.
That's Will Hanlon, the founder of 12, a grassroots organization tackling period poverty in the city.
12 at the base is donating free menstrual products to shelters, food banks, community initiatives, and organizations across the city. What makes us a bit more unique is that instead of donating just what we have or what we've been giving, we actually allow each partner to customize each order, meaning that every menstruator living in or using their services gets the products that they not only need, but also prefer.
We talk about the impact that 12 is making in the community, the intentions behind the organization, and how listeners can get involved. 12 has donated 125,000 menstrual products over the course of 2020. And Will tells me that period poverty is sometimes thought of as an issue that doesn't happen in Toronto or Canada. But in reality, it's estimated that there are 22,000 menstruators each year in Toronto shelters and schools who are unable to afford the necessary menstrual products they require each month. That was a statistic that resonated with Will since the early days of 12.
This is a health need. When we have menstruators who are using alternatives like rags, newspapers, tissues in order to menstruate, how can we possibly say that we have universal health care?
Will isn't a menstruator himself, but believes that everyone can play a role in addressing period poverty. And what that role is looks different based on individual lived experiences, but ignoring the issue shouldn't be the alternative. Part of his passion for 12 also stems from his mother's relationship to menstruation and understanding that access to these resources improved the lives of menstruators directly and their communities and families indirectly.
My mother was a single teenage mom who had two growing boys, and she worked part-time as a maid, so finances were tight. I saw her struggle, but ultimately she fought through it and was able to support both of us. So growing up, I had a strong female role model, which always led me to wanting to get involved with women's organizations and supporting other women that might need help, especially being kind of a fatherless kid. I never had that really strong male influence. So I always saw women or mothers as being like the top, like they were the peak, they were the caregivers, and they were everything to me, and I wanted to give back.
Across the 12 website and social media, you'll notice that they use the term menstruators. If you're not familiar with it, here's a definition and why it's used in 12 communications.
There are women who don't menstruate, and there are menstruators who aren't women. So it's important that we understand that gender and sex are not the same thing. We as an organization are trying to unlearn the cis normative language and narratives that we've been taught over the years. By doing that, we hope that we're making people feel more comfortable and safe using our services. Menstrual products are already difficult to afford, and with the stigma associated with it, it can make products more inaccessible for trans and non-binary folks. So it's really important that we use language that is as inclusive as possible, because we want everybody to feel safe using our service.
Along with substituting women and girls for menstruators, Will suggests reflecting on the term feminine hygiene.
And that term is very broken. It implies that menstruating is unhygienic and only feminine. So we really did want to get away from that because, as I said before, not all women menstruate and not all that menstruate are women. So it's really important that language is kind of the building block or the starting point of our service. And then from there, we want to get as many people using it who need it as possible.
Will tells me a little bit more about the importance of offering a customizable service for menstrual products.
We wanted to give dignity back through choice. That was something that's very important to us. When you're in a position where money is an issue, it can be tough to have dignity. You don't always get that choice of buying what you want or what you need. It's kind of just whatever comes. And we wanted to take that away. We want to restore dignity back through choice.
He hopes that this approach towards donations is implemented by donors and organizations even outside the context of menstrual products.
12 is all about assessing the need and then filling it with the required product. So if somebody is really conscious about that and they want to ensure that their donation is as impactful as possible, simply reaching out to us to find out what we need for that month or for that week is important. But ultimately, doing that with any organization. So not just 12, even though we've built ourselves as kind of this middle person who, when you donate to us, we're ensuring that the menstruators get the products that they prefer and need. So a donation to us can be more impactful because of how we're spreading it out. But ultimately, if you want to go to any organization, any food bank, any shelter in the city, I would recommend reaching out to them first, seeing what they need. Shelters are already so bombarded with donations, and some of it they don't actually have a need for at that moment. So what ends up happening is they just get stored or ultimately thrown out. And we want you to feel good about donating, but also donating the right things, ensuring that they're going to be used and ensuring that they're going to make an impact. So we want you to feel good, but ultimately we also want to ensure that what you're giving is needed.
Here's an example of what happens when there's a disconnect between the needs of the community and the donations that come in.
A learning experience for me was I didn't know that depending on where you're from in the world, your menstrual health or the products that you use may change. So when I was speaking to shelters, one of the big concerns for them was that they don't always have enough pads to fulfill the need, especially when it comes to newcomers to Canada who prefer pads over tampons. So an example of this is we have a partnered shelter who received a donation of about 800 tampons, but none of the menstruators in their shelter used tampons. So they ended up storing these for almost 3.5 years before donating it to us. So that kind of just goes to show you why being customizable is so important. We don't want to take up resources or storage space in the shelters. And we also want to give the products that are needed at that time to the shelters. So I think of it as each month as the clients change, so too do the donations that we give.
And in the context of the pandemic, 12 has been mindful about accessibility to menstrual products while the community navigates precarious work, congregate settings, and more.
So we do see a lot of people moving from shelters to encampments, or people who are able to pay rent but don't have that financial security anymore to maybe afford menstrual products. So it's really important that we get the products where they're being used. So part of that was our partnership with Community Fridges and Pantries, which is a 24/7, 365 open access fridge and / pantry. So what we do is since October, we've donated 13,000 menstrual products to them, just allowing people who maybe are outside of the typical public services use of safe and healthy menstrual products.
Looking forward, 12 is hoping to expand outside of Toronto, bringing their services to other cities and maybe even other countries. They're also on the road to becoming a registered charity, which will allow them to expand their work. Right now, they're grassroots, DIY, and self-funded by Will and his partner. To stay updated on their work, follow 12 Donations on Instagram, or visit their website, 12donations.org, to make a financial donation, organize your own mini drive, or volunteer some of your time. This is Sam Dharmasena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.